welcome to another episode of Irrational Moms. We're coming to you from your favorite neighborhood, MILF Estates, where we're ringing in the new year with you. All right, so you can listen to us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, or you can find us at irrationalmoms.com. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and hey, leave a comment. So Annabelle's here with me because we like to ring in the new year together, right?
Yep.
Uh-huh. She's really excited.
I mean, I don't care about New Year's really, but I like football and drinking champagne. So that's
That's why you're here. Oh, and we have our gin and tonics. So
and
cheers.
We had to start drinking because the Georgia game is about to come on. And I mean, Saturday football, you can't just be sitting here without a drink.
That is true. All right. So coming up on this episode, we have our fan question is basically, since it's New Year's, what is your New Year's resolution? And we're going to talk about that. Also, we're going to look at Triss's snack of the week and make sure, you know, hopefully it's something New Year's related, like healthy, like, you know.
I did not get that memo.
It's okay. And like Annabelle says, she is actually, she's multitasking right now, watching the game and
well, the
recording.
Game hasn't started yet, so.
Well, it's pregame.
Yeah. When the game starts, I'm going to have to put on my Georgia shirt.
Oh, so. And we'll see what happens with this. I mean, okay, I can't guarantee that it won't get a little crazy in here with the game going on.
Oh, man. I mean, it's yelling.
It might just be really boring because I don't even know if any of Florida State's like players are going to play, so we'll see.
But you know what we need to talk about, too? The disastrous Christmas Day games. Oh my God. The Niners and the Chiefs both like.
They did not have a Merry Christmas.
And we also want to talk about like our irrational subject of the week. It basically is we're going to discuss why do people assume that we're going to like your dogs and your kids? I mean, come on. I mean, they're cute and all to you. To you, they're cute. But not everybody likes random kids and random dogs. Yep. And if your random dog comes up to me, you know, I'll tell you what's going to happen. So we'll get into that in a little bit. So Triss, yes. What yummy, healthy New Year's snack do you have for us?
None of my options today were going to be healthy, but when we get into New Year's resolutions, if we're talking about that today, you'll find out that I'm not on that. I'm not on that plane, Phil. So
those are actually, I love those.
Right? Yeah, so and you good. Know what? It's like, I'm just so amazed because it's like, I love the Christmas tree ones, but they're like slightly different, even though it's the same.
Yeah.
Like,
well, products. Because the outside's not as hard.
Right. And you have different ratios. It's like, you know, you can have Reese's peanut butter cup and all these different things. It's this like similar concept, but they all have a different taste and stuff because of like the different
ratio. The ratio on those is my favorite. I have a bag of those in my nightstand drawer.
The tree? The trees are?
I like the ratio on the trees the best.
And I have like,
but the outside, you know, Reese's peanut butter cup, the outside is harder. It's firmer. And on those, it's a little bit softer.
Okay.
Yeah.
The See's candy makes a peanut butter cup, which is amazing. And when I was pregnant with my second child, I went in there and I might have bought like a pound. Maybe that's why I gained always like 60 pounds.
My monsters have been you're eating all of the cookies and stuff that you sent Annabelle's, which was very good because I had separated it into a tray for me to show off for the last podcast. And I've slowly eaten everything that was on the little tray that I showed off and then started.
I'm glad you saved some for the monsters.
I did.
But hey, I need to go back to like, what is in your snack drawer next to your bed? You just said that you have those in your, on your.
I've always had a snack drawer. It's, you know what? It used to be when I was growing up, it was stuff I didn't want my brother to eat. Like my mom, you know, we didn't have a lot of money. And so they'd go to the store like once every 2 weeks or something. And the snacks would be like the Little Debbie's and the oatmeal cream pies. And I didn't like the oatmeal cream pies. And I didn't want to eat one every day. My brother, you know, as boys do as they're growing up, would eat a ton of stuff. So he would eat like all the fudge rounds the first or second day. Then he would go to the oatmeal cream pies. So if I didn't take a fudge round or two for myself, I was never going to get one. And I didn't necessarily want to eat it right then. So I put it in my drawer. And then when I want one, I have one. And at one point, my mom found my drawer and she thought I had an eating disorder. Like I was binging. Oh, no. And I was like, no, my brother just eats all the good snacks. So I get some the first day. So I have one, you know, in a week and a half when I want a fudge round, I have one.
So you still to this day hoard snacks.
Yeah, but now it's from my kids. Like the stuff that, but they know about it. So sometimes they'll be like, Mama, do you have any of? And they'll say something left. And I'll be like, Sometimes I'll give it to them.
Okay, so did you bring some snacks here?
Maybe.
Are you going to like, ooh, you know what we need to do since it is New Year's? What do we do? Trist, you know this whenever we're together. And I did this on Christmas night too. Made nachos at like midnight.
Ooh, I always make, well, and the funny thing is I'll be like, okay, I'm going to make nachos for whoever wants them. She's always like, I don't want any. But then she eats the most. So I just always make enough. And I put like more spicy stuff on her side because I know she's going to want them spicier. Yes. Every time, because I just know, you know, you figure out. She's like, she's like, no, I'm not eating after 6 p.m. And then she's 100% eating nachos at midnight.
Well, I drank too much on Christmas night because the Chiefs, you know, their game was horrible. I started drinking early. And then the 49er game was like horrible. We had some friends that stopped over. And so it was just like, I mean, I don't even like, and it was a friend's birthday. So like, I don't know, 3 bottles later, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, damn. I'm like, I need to eat. I didn't really, I mean, I had a little bit of dinner, but I'm like, I need to eat something. So midnight, I was like, I'm making some nachos. Christmas nachos. Add a little, you know, taco sauce for the red and then some jalapenos for
salsa verde for the green.
It's very festive.
It was very festive. I won't tell you what happened the rest of the night, but it was good. All right. So that leads into, since we're talking about holidays, what is your New Year's resolution and do you have one? And Tris, we're going to go with you since you said you started off with.
Yeah. I don't do New Year's resolution because it's just like, if you want to make a change, then you just make a change. Like there's not really a reason to wait till a certain day.
I thought you would have resolutions.
You know what? Oh my God. That's what I was like. I feel like they're going to be surprised by this. But I just, you know, if
But you do make goals for yourself all the time. So I guess that's.
Yeah. Like, well, I was trying to do an unassisted pull up by the end of the year. And then remember, I told you guys my shoulder was getting inflamed and I was making it worse playing Pokemon Go. This is my throwing, my catching hand. And it was like making it worse.
Yep.
And I
stopped
playing.
When you sent that text, I was like, what is she doing?
So
like,
funny.
Well, and the thing is, can you do that movement again? I need to see
it. It's like, I'm like doing a little curveball throwing these things. So and funny. It'll be like one-handed and like in my car, I'm not supposed to do it. Like one time I stopped at the marina by my house because there's a Pokestop there. And some guy thought I needed help. And he's like, pulls up in his little golf cart. And he's like, can I help you? And I'm like, no, I'm just catching Pokemon. I'm so sorry. Proceed. Go on with your day.
He's so confused. You know, I forgot to say this the other day, but I got like, there was a game I was playing on my phone. It was like a matchy game. I got tennis elbow from like whatever movement I was doing, holding it to where I was like, what is this?
Yeah.
And, you know, I asked my doctor friend and they're like, it sounds like you have tennis elbow. And I was like, I'm too embarrassed to even say what I've been doing. So I'm just going to stop playing that game because that is ridiculous.
That's so funny.
Oh, all these injuries from like playing games on your phone. Oh, you know?
Yeah, it was ridiculous. It like is. You're an adult. And
right.
Yeah.
Somebody had commented like, what, are you too good for one pop socket? And I was like, because of a picture I posted on socials. And I was like, well, number one, it distributes the weight better. And number two, yes, I am too good for one. Okay. All right. I'm sorry. What's your New Year's resolution?
Yeah. I don't make New Year's resolutions at all. I don't. I mean, I think I thought about doing it when I was younger, but I was like, I ain't going to do that. Whatever I'm going to do, I'm just going to do. I don't know. Because I'm like, I'm already going to the gym and I already eat pretty healthy. Like the things that I think people commonly do, you know, I just don't do it.
Because it's like when people say there's a reason why statistically most people either they don't start it or they don't finish it or they only do it for like a couple weeks. And it's that mentality of saying, I'm going to stop doing this or I'm going to start doing this instead of just being like, I do this. And then you start doing it like,
Cause you have to change your mindset anyway. And I actually hate going to the gym the first few weeks of January because it's just packed full of a bunch of people that never go to the gym except the first few weeks of January. It sucks in there. So I usually just work out at home during January because I'm like, oh man, F these people. Like I hate all these, it's like a bunch of amateurs at the gym and they're all more than a regular basis. They're all videoing their workouts. I mean, people do that anyway.
God. Look at me.
Influencer types, but like, they're like showing off that they're doing their New Year's resolution. I'm just like, I do not want anything to do with any of you. And by February, they're all gone. There's just the regular people back in the gym.
Oh,
so
I mean, I agree with you on that one because I used to, like, when I used to work out a lot at the gym, same thing where I'm like, I am not going. I'm like, I will not run on the treadmill. I was just going to be running outside in the rain because you all are coming in taking my treadmill time when you ain't going to stay on the gym.
Exactly. Like, I'm not going to wait behind some person that's not even serious about this. Like, come on. It's ridiculous.
Yep, I agree with that. So I agree with all of you guys on this because I don't believe in resolutions either. And I look at it as if you, like, Tris, if you have a change to make, you need to make it, like, right then and there.
Yeah.
But putting it off to, like, the first of the year is not going to make a difference. If anything, that's going to make you fail.
Yeah.
That's what I think, too. I don't like to set myself up for failure. So if I make some big, like, sweeping thing, like, I'm going to do this, I already know it's a failure. Instead, I just take the incremental – I can't talk today.
Oh, did you see?
No, that's
okay.
I take the incremental steps to accomplish the thing, right? Yeah, no, this is another game. The Georgia game just started, so I might have to put my Georgia shirt on.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I don't really have a New Year's resolution besides just, like, I don't know. I mean, I don't really – I think it was maybe when I was a teenager I realized this thing is, like, these people who make these and they put it all on – well, we didn't have social media then, but we'd talk about it. I'm like, this is ridiculous because no one ever sticks to them. Yeah. I mean, I don't know anybody who's ever stuck to their New Year's resolution.
I would be interested to know if anyone actually does.
No, it's just a feel-good thing. Let's try something different. Uh-oh. Now it's about to get crazy in this house.
No, it ain't going to be crazy.
Oh, no. I don't know. Right? I think it's going to get crazy. I think this could be a crazy game.
Cray-cray game. All right.
I think it's going to be a blowout. We're just being honest here.
This actually really surprised me, Trissa, about you. And then I already knew Annabelle was going to be like, oh, hell no, I ain't doing no New Year's.
Because I'm so, like, if I want to do, I can tell if I'm wishy-washy on anything, it's not really something that I want to do. And if the vibe is like, I can't stop thinking about it, or I really want this thing, or I want to do this thing, then I just do it. Like, you know, I just go to the gym. If I have to miss a day, I make that day up that week if I can, like if my trainer's around. So, like, you know, I don't know.
I'm going to go to my trainer. I'm going to go to my trainer anyway, because that's the one place where I will absolutely do. And I have myself accountable.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, I'm going to do that anyway. I'm not going to ever stop doing that because he's going to give me a bunch if I'm not coming. So,
I guess I'm the only one who doesn't have a trainer. I think I need one. But
why?
Yeah. Oh, well, no,
a hot trainer.
The main reason I have it, I have all these problems. And so I need, like, I have rheumatoid arthritis and disc degeneration in my back. So I need someone that can actually help me.
Old.
I have the early olds. That's what he calls it.
The early olds?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what we call it.
I have the early olds.
You know, I have, like, a lot of parts of my body are like an 80-year-old lady. So I have specific things I do that strength train to make me actually be able to function. In addition to going to hyperbaric chamber, I have to do a lot of, like, physical therapy type stuff that's not even, like, really helping me accomplish, like, regular gym goals, but I have to do that stuff anyway. So I'm always going to go to him because I kind of got to. So.
Yeah. You know. Mine's like accountability. I probably could go in there and do a normal workout, but I do feel like I push through. Like, I could be hurting everywhere and I'm like, yeah, this is great. And then if it's just me,
exactly.
I can probably do, like, one less set. Like, it's easier to lie to yourself when nobody's watching, you know? So, yeah.
Exactly. So at least if I go to him and then I'll take walks, even if I'm not doing, like, intense cardio, I'll at least go take a walk because I just feel better. So at least I'm doing something. I used to think walking was not exercise. Like, I would see moms walk in and I'd be like, that ain't even exercise. And then it wasn't even when I had kids, I still ran marathons after that. But it was like, as I got the early olds, I was like, okay, I guess walking is exercise. I take all that back. I was a jerk.
You know what I'm going to get you for your birthday?
What?
A cane, since you're getting really old.
We're not supposed to cuss on here, but I want to be like this bee.
No. Get something cool, like a cane with a taser in it or something. That would be fun.
Ooh, taser. Yeah. You're getting too close to me.
What's a taser for?
Somebody pops off and says something crazy.
Right? Yes. All right. So let's move on to our rational moms topic, which I think is not just for moms. I think it's for even men in general. But I think it's irrational for people to think that you should love their kids and their dogs. And I live in where I live, everybody has a freaking dog. And I have dogs, but I keep my dogs on a short leash. I don't let them go up to people. I don't let my dogs sniff someone's crotch, which I find very offensive. Mm-hmm. And also it's like, I don't want my dog jumping on somebody else. I don't want your dog coming into my space and thinking like it want, I'm going to pet it. And cause I honestly really don't like dogs. I don't
know. Well, so you got to say how this whole thing started. So I was in the airport recently and I was eating, I was starving and I was sitting away over in a corner, not near anybody. I was eating a ham sandwich and like playing a game on my phone. And this freaking little baby, I mean, it could walk, but it keeps wandering up to me and trying to get my attention and get me involved with it. And I could see the dad out of the corner of my eye. You know how when a parent thinks like they want to catch your eye and like beam with pride about their child in like a nonverbal way. And I'm like, I am not even going to look at this guy because he is so proud of this stupid little kid, like it's sniffling and coming up to my sandwich. And I would not even look up because I'm like, why do you think I want this?
You should, like, you should have thrown it like a treat.
No, dude, I was too hungry. I couldn't share. I was way too hungry. But I'm like, why is this this parent? And this is very, very stereotypical of parents. They always think their kid is the best thing ever and blah, blah, blah. They're so proud.
And the cutest.
And the cutest. And I'm sure it was a cute kid, but I'm like, I don't want anything to do with this. I've purposely put myself in a corner away from everyone. Why do you think this is okay? And the dad kept letting it do it. And it was like, then the baby wandered over to like some old people and I could hear him being like, oh, how cute. I'm like, see, that's your audience. Your audience isn't me. It's the grandparents sitting over there. Do that. Because, and it just bothers me. And it's like a weird entitlement. And we see this a lot in our neighborhood with dog owners. I mean, when our kids were little, the worst, those people that bring their dog to like the children's park and let them off leash. And the dog is like, they're like, oh, but it's friendly. You know what? That dog's friendly until it isn't. If there's a bunch of little kids running around, you don't know what those kids are going to do. Also, right. The dog would be like pooping and peeing in the kids' play area. And at this time, the kids were little bitty. So they're like crawling or falling down a lot. I'm like, this is not the place for that. So Poindexter and I, we were like the designated
moms,
B-words, who would be like, hey, get your dog on a leash and get it out of here.
Like, no one wants your dog. And I always love it when people are like, oh, my dog doesn't bite. I'm like, no dog bites until it bites. I'm like, that's how every dog is. And Every dog is capable of biting. I don't care what your dog, how nice your dog is. Right. Just like every person is capable of killing somebody. I mean, come on, let's be real.
Whoa. That really took a leap.
I mean, we are all mammals, right? I mean, and so it's like, you don't know. I mean, and especially with little kids. I mean, if you have them around dogs, all the little kid needs to do is like, pull on the dog the wrong way, and you just don't know what a dog's gonna do. And so to me, I'm like, I think it's very, I always found it highly offensive, like that people thought that they should let their dogs around little kids. Right. Or like if the kid's already on a park and then you're eating and the dog runs up to you, and I'm like, what the hell? Like, why is your dog coming up into my space and I'm eating and now it wants to try to get the food? And you're like, oh no, it's okay. my dog's fine. And I'm like, but your dog gets in my area, I'm gonna kick it.
but also why are you as a dog owner trusting a child you don't know to behave right around your dog? Because that kid could definitely do something to provoke the dog, and it's still the owner's fault because you shouldn't have your dog off a leash in a scenario like that. And I mean, I love dogs. Like, Tris, your dogs are adorable. And they're tiny and they seem harmless. Yes. But at the same time, I don't see you just acting like everybody wants your dog.
No, like, and that was what I was going to say. Like, the odd thing is that I'm more okay with dogs being in my space than I am other people's kids. And I love kids. I love people's kids. But like, because the thing is that a lot of kids, they're just, especially because, you know, like Minnie, she's only 8 pounds. So she's adorable, little fluffy cotton ball. And so these kids will come up, or, you know, family, like, little nephews and stuff, and they'll be like putting their face in her face, and I'm like, okay, she's never bit anybody before, but there's a first time for everything. So like, I'm watching like a hawk, and it's very exhausting because I'm like, this is your child, my dog just wants to lay here, and your child keeps putting their face in my dog's face, and clearly she doesn't like it because she's growling a little.
right
That's our way of saying no. Don't
get
touch
your
me.
Kid back. Get your dog back.
And so, you can't blame the dog.
Yeah, just like you shouldn't have your babies unsupervised either. Yeah. You can't let your toddler run around without supervision either. Like, it's not about dogs, really. It's more the parent or the adult needs to be a better dog parent or a better parent of the child. That's my frustration. Like, when I get annoyed with dogs in public that go everywhere, it's like, it's not the dog's fault. It's the parent or the adult for letting that dog jump on me in a restaurant. Like, what in the world? I am not here to get, if I want to pet your dog, cool, I'll come pet it. But like, I don't want, if I'm sitting somewhere, I don't want anybody touching me. I don't even want to talk to a single stranger. So why am I going to want a dog or a child all over
me? Know, I always found the grossest thing is that when I'd go into the grocery store and people would have their dogs in the grocery carts. And I was like, no. Your dog, I'm pretty sure, does not wipe its butt. At least my baby, like, has a diaper on.
With his tongue, and, though, maybe. And then it's going to lick
you. And then I'm going to put my produce and all my food in there. I'm like, that is true. Gross. And whoever lets their, like, their dog or a dog person that lets the dog, like, in a shopping cart, I'm like, what is your mental capacity that you have to, like, you think that that's okay to bring your dog into a shopping center or into a shopping or into a grocery store? Weird. That's insane. Or, Tris, I hope you don't do this. Do you put your dog in a little baby like cart, dog cart, and push it around?
No, she does not have a baby stroller. She has a little car seat for the car.
Yeah, okay. But that's safe and normal.
So if you wreck, she doesn't go through the window.
Yeah. But like when I see people walking, I'm always like, it must be a baby. Uh-huh, and then I'm like, it's a dog. I'm like,
I never understood that. Because is the point
your dog
not,
needs exercise.
I was going to, is the point not for your dog to get a little exercise and they're like just hanging out with a little, you know, sippy cup and like, you know.
Right. Like if it's dogs, maybe if the dog's 100 years old or something, like you're just trying to get it fresh air. But there's a lady in our neighborhood particularly and her dog is always, I'm like, do you ever let that thing walk? Like, I don't understand. What's the point of having it? It's super weird.
The only time
we're supposed to walk too.
I could understand maybe if it's a small dog and you're going out for your own personal exercise as well, because Minnie can't go. She needs to lay off the bacon. If we're being honest, she was like, 8.5 pounds when I took her in. They were like, we need to slow down, but she can't keep up with me when we're outside. Like, running, so I'm like,
and I get that some dogs have the stamina. They don't have the stamina to keep up.
Yeah, that's the exception we'll make for that.
Well, and that I understand too, but I'm like, let the dog. But then also, just take it on a short walk, and then
very true.
I don't know.
Okay, but then going back to babies, going back to children. Honestly, I don't like a lot of kids. I like my kids because I think they're pretty well behaved. I like people's kids that I know that are good parents that actually discipline their children. If you bring a child over to my house and I like you as a person and your child's not like, I don't know, has behaving, no manners or has behaved and you don't enforce discipline, then I'm like, we're going to have a problem and your child's not going to be able to come back to my house because I'm like, I don't like a lot.
No.
Like, why? They're little people that like, actually, I don't like toddlers in general because they're just like,
I mostly hate kids. Honestly.
They're too chaotic. Yeah. I'd rather your dog slobbering on me than your kid drooling or getting their snot on me.
I agree with that. And I mean, I think what it boils down to, all of us are kind of saying, it's really the parents, the adults that are in control of this. Like, it isn't the child's fault or the dog's fault. It's the parent being, they have this weird, like, entitled mindset almost where like, you just assume everyone wants to participate in this. And many of us absolutely don't.
Yes.
We don't want your kid. I don't want to touch your kid or look at it, or I don't want to smile at it. I'm not going to even give you that satisfaction, but I'm not like a total jerk. Like then though, that same day when I was getting on the plane, there was a mom with like a baby, like an arms baby getting on the plane. And she had a whole bunch of stuff with her and she was struggling. And I offered to help her and help her go down the jetway with all her stuff like that. I will totally, but that wasn't a mom being obnoxious. That was a mom trying her best to like, it's hard. I've traveled with one and two babies by myself before, and it's hard. So I'm like, that's a different scenario. Like, I don't hate parents or, you know, I didn't hate her baby, but I'm like, she needs a little help and I should be nice. It's nice to offer to help people. Like, I'll totally do that. But look at your kid and smile at it. Hell no.
All right. So I think what our, the summary is that you're an irrational person if you think that we like your animals and kids.
Yeah. It's not us that are irrational. A lot of people actually agree with us. They just
think they're irrational if we should like their dogs.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Did I say it wrong?
Mm-mm.
I could have said it wrong, but
no, I wasn't correcting you. I was just like adding
another
something.
Right. All right. So let's go to like talk about some sports that happened this weekend. And then also you're watching Georgia game right now.
Yeah. So far it's, you know, there's been a couple punts back and forth. I don't even really know who of Florida State's players, cause I can't listen yet. And so I don't really even know who's playing for them. They acted like nobody was going to play. I definitely see Georgia starters playing. So we'll see what happens. I kind of feel like if I'm like a real competitor as a coach and an athlete, I would have a really hard time. Now, if guys are about to go in the league or guys are recovering from injuries, I can understand not playing in a meaningless bowl game. However, just to not play because you're pissed off. I feel like I would have a hard time sitting it out, even if I was mad. Like I believe that Florida State got snubbed. I mean, obviously I wish my team was there, but my team did lose. They did not lose. Like, can you imagine in the NFL if one of these teams that their quarterback went out, if you were like, sorry, you can't go to the playoffs because your quarterback got injured. Like some teams, like the Browns, for example, they've been doing amazing with Joe Flacco. I mean, come on. So like, would it be fair to say, well, you don't have your quarterback, so you're out? No, that's, to me, that's BS.
They didn't have a good schedule. I don't think that they got snubbed. I don't think they should have been in. Put Liberty in then. They didn't lose, but they also had an easy peasy schedule.
Yeah, Liberty, yeah. But you know, Liberty did get to play in a bowl game though.
Oh, did they?
They played last night. I didn't even look at the score, but they did end up getting into being a bowl game.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So bowl game, get a bowl game. I think like you just have to get a tougher schedule. Sometimes I don't know how difficult that is. I know sometimes you have to pay for.
But that's not why they didn't get in, though, is the thing. If that wasn't what the committee said their justification was, and that's the thing. Like, if that's the issue, then
what do they say
their justification?
Because I thought it was like a mixture of all these different.
Well,
factors.
Sort it was, but really, it was because they didn't. It was because they didn't have their quarterback, and they didn't want a repeat of Georgia TCU last year. That is what it boils down to. That's why Florida State didn't get in.
Yeah.
Because that game, I mean, as much as I loved that my team won, I went to that game. We paid many thousands of dollars to go to that game, and it was boring as hell.
Yeah.
I mean, it was great that our team won, but I was like, this is not, and it wasn't that TCU necessarily didn't deserve to be there, but at the same time, it was just not a good game. It's not what you want to see in a championship. You want a game like, you know, the games we saw, the last games of the season with the conference championships. You want like Ohio State, Michigan, or you want a Georgia, Alabama. You want a good game in those championship games.
Yeah.
So I think that that's why. I feel bad for them. I think as much as I think Georgia is one of the best four teams, I understand them not getting in. But I feel bad for Florida State. But I still think, how are you going to choose to sit out a game? I wouldn't be able to do it as a competitor or a coach. I would be like, no, I got to go in and try. Like, we have to try.
I feel like I'm sporting my pre-Monday Bama colors with this dress. I didn't think about it until after. But.
That's all right. I mean, I literally just put on a red shirt, and I was like, all right, I'm putting on the Jordan
it's
one.
For Daddy Nick. I wore it for
him. I'm sure he'll approve of it.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's Daddy Nick approved.
We do love Daddy Nick.
Okay, so speaking of that, I mean, about benching or taking players out, do we want to talk about Russell Wilson and the
and
like benching him?
Well, I saw a thing that was like, no matter how it happens, the Broncos are still gonna like owe him a lot of money, like whether he gets traded after June, before June, if he left before or after, like regardless of how it works out, he's still gonna get like paid a lot of money. So
is he? They'll have to pay out his contract, but I don't know what they'll do about the guarantee money. That's a different issue. But I just think, you know, I really hate Dan Orlovsky. I just hate him so much. He's such a weird, self-righteous, virtuous, like little prick. But he's the one that does like he does a lot of religious-based weird stuff. He's like the Mike Pence of the sports commentator world. Like, can't be alone in a room with a woman because he might cheat. Anyways, but he said something about Russell Wilson that I saw yesterday, and I really liked it and agreed with it. It was basically like, this is not how you treat a professional in the NFL. Like, it's as much as, like, Russell was not good last year and all the weird things that the Broncos did to let him have, like, his own office and all his staff there, that was all really weird. And he wasn't good, but at the same time, like, he's also had a pretty good career and been a decent person. And so to me, it just seems really effed up that that's the way they're treating him. They're like, and he came out and said exactly what happened to him. So it's not like this is speculation. He's like, yeah, they told me if I don't change my contract, they're going to bench me, and they benched me. Like, what are you doing? The contract was absurd, but the team gave him that contract. That is on them. Right. So I think it's pretty messed up that the way they've treated him. It seems just so disrespectful.
Yeah.
And I don't see any way, like, how does he recover from that? I don't know.
Or I look at it and I think, how is anyone going to want to go play with the Broncos now? Because it's like, well, now you guys kind of like bait and switch us, right?
Where exactly.
It's like, you're going to give me this awesome contract. Now, if I don't do good, or if it's the coaching, if it's coach's fault or whoever it is, we're just not having a good season.
Right.
You're going to now, like, you know.
Like, he's not the first quarterback ever to not have a great season. I mean, that's.
Well, and there's a lot of quarterbacks not having great seasons.
A lot of highly paid quarterbacks not having great seasons. Mm-hmm. So I do think, I mean, I don't even have any skin in the game. I don't really care about Russell Wilson at all.
Hey, any guy that takes their wife to Waffle House for their birthday.
Yep. They're super beautiful.
For me, they're beautiful people. He seems like such a good guy. He seems like a great
husband.
A
good dad.
Good dad.
And, yeah. And like, I love that Ciara was like, It was when that all that stuff was going
that
off.
That stupid
about.
List. Somebody, God, I hate that
yeah,
list.
Like, yeah. I'm too good to go to Cheesecake Factory right. on a date. She's like, I want to party at Waffle House. I'm like, I love you. I don't yeah. even really care about her music that much. But I was like, I loved her so much for that. Because I would do the same. I'd be like, I am pregnant and I want a Waffle House right? birthday party.
Yes.
Like, he seems to genuinely be a good dad. I mean, he, you know, the oldest kid is not his and he raises them all and he seems like a good person. And yeah. But even if he wasn't, I think the Broncos are very dysfunctional yeah, for,
they messed
for that.
Up.
That's
they did him a little dirty.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. George's in the red zone. Okay.
We'll see what happens. All right. So can we talk about Christmas Day then?
And other like other happened? Quarterbacks having bad days?
Yes. And like what an upset that was. I mean, I really thought, and we've talked about this, right, Tris, that the Super Bowl was going to be the Niners and the Ravens. And yep. I thought it would be such a great game. And, mm-hmm. game. And I thought, I was so excited for Monday night thinking like, this is going to be a preview of like what Super Bowl is going to look like. It's going to be a good game. Oh, is it? Freaking disaster.
Yeah.
I mean, for the Niners, I mean, the yeah. Ravens came out like looking amazing. Yeah. And now they're talking about Lamar Jackson, like being like the MVP. So, and then Brock's like out of the running. Like, so that's what they're saying.
Touchdown.
That's not even, you're not even that crazy yet.
I know. I thought there was going to be a like, yes, like a yell.
I know.
That didn't
oh,
take very long.
She does yell.
Wait, what? How
many yell?
There's a rushing touchdown. There's was a Kendall Milton. So, I mean, he's one of the starters. Kendall's great.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's going to go to the league or not this year. I think he might play another year, but I'm almost none of the players from Georgia have said what they're doing. I mean, the guys going in the portal have gone in the portal, but they brought everyone who's not in the portal and even some of their incoming guys for this game. So anyway, carry on. Sorry.
All right. So anyways, no, did you have anything to say about the Niner and Raven game?
I mean, as much like I don't really have skin in the game on that one, but yeah. I like to see some Lamar succeed because I feel like he got so much irrational hate for his like his whole contract negotiation stuff. Like whether you think what he was doing was reasonable or not, not having an agent and all that. I love to see a guy that got a lot of talked about him really succeeding and being like, no, I'm that good and I'm earning this contract. You can call me a running back all you want, but I'm still going to go win. Like that I like a lot. So
well, in fact, that he's always been real. He's been good for the last like I don't know since yeah. what he came in like 2018. I think
18, yeah, because yeah. 19 was his MVP year.
Yeah, and then he's been injured the last couple of years, so he's never made it past like
right.
week.
And a lot of people are, so it's interesting. Yeah. They're like, well, he's too injury prone. I mean, come on, look at Deshaun Watson. That he just played like 4 games in the last 10 years. I'm just kidding, that's exaggeration. But
well, I mean, look how many quarterbacks are out right now injured, right? So
exactly.
I mean, it's just you're in a really like, you know, what is it? Injury prone sport, basically. Right. I mean,
and he does run. And I mean, calling him a running back to me is so insulting because he's clearly so smart and he has such a high football IQ. So it's like, no, he's just very talented in that he can run the ball and he can, I think he's the only player that Aaron, like living player quarterback that Aaron Donald hasn't sacked or something. I made that up, but I think it's something like that because they were talking about he hadn't sacked him ever. And I was watching that game. He is just so elusive. Like you think surely he's going down, but then he scrambles, runs 20 yards back, runs over here and still completing passes and making plays. That's what's amazing is he doesn't just scramble to throw the ball away. He still makes plays happen. I mean, he's been,
yeah,
it's been fun watching him this year. And I feel bad for our producer Matt is a big 49ers fan, so I don't want to, you know.
Well, I mean, we
belabor
we
that too much.
We
but.
Could still see them again in the Super Bowl. I mean, that
and
is
I
a
think
strong
we,
possibility.
I think we might. I mean,
I think that for the NFC, I think the Niners are still going to like clinch that title, yeah. and they're going to be.
Gonna I don't go. Really see anybody at this point really going to be able to beat them in that scenario.
No,
so I will be. Go Rams. The Rams got to play them next week. So, I mean, Rams never beat them in the regular season. The only time they beat them, I think, was in the NFC Championship like 2 years ago. But you never know. I mean, the Rams actually are like sleep. They're a sleeper. They're actually surprisingly better than they're surprisingly better than you think they're going to be is what I mean.
So funny. You know, wait, who are the Ravens playing this week?
I'm pretty sure they're playing the Dolphins on Sunday.
Oh, that's right. They are playing the Dolphins. Yeah. Yeah, so that's going to be a good game tomorrow.
So they need to go.
Yeah. Let's see what happens.
They need to lose.
We're
going to
see like how this whole, I mean, there's going to be, that's going to be a
Let's
good game.
See.
That's,
like, I bought tickets to go see Wonka with my kids tomorrow, yeah. and it's during the game. I didn't realize. I was like, no, what have I done?
Oh, no.
Yeah,
can
so
you change the time?
Well, there's only one time to get into the IMAX, and I like the recliners, not the normal
oh, yeah.
seats. So, I'm going to have to literally not look at my socials because I follow all these sports pages.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to have to like post what I'm going to post and then wait until I get home and can see some of it. And,
yeah, that's good. Or just have it on in the theater on like
that's
me,
true.
Where you got it on mute.
That's true.
Yeah. And think about you that. Can see... or put an earbud in, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
Especially, and then you'll start yelling and they're going to be like, well, that wasn't a scene you should be yelling at. What? Who is this busty blonde over here yelling on her phone?
Right. Popcorn what is this lady goes doing flying here? Everywhere. What a waste.
Oh. Yeah. Do you ever get popcorn down below? Like,
you mean down your shirt?
Yeah.
Down below.
I mean, I'm sorry, in your shirt. And I'm trying to be like nice. It's YouTube, right?
Things get caught. Things drop in there all the time.
It's a problem.
it's a blessing and a curse. Sometimes it's like, I'm glad I didn't lose this thing.
If it's something you can eat later, like if I drop popcorn, it might, you know, you don't necessarily want that. But if it's like a Reese's Pieces, I can totally pull that out and eat it.
It's going to be all melted.
Oh my God.
Right. It's going to be so delicious. I mean, I'm not leaving it for an hour, but I mean, you know, you can still eat it after it goes in your shirt for a second. You know? I mean, popcorn might get crushed or soggy. Or
oh, I wish I was here. Buttery. You were here, Tris. I could throw some popcorn in you. In your shirt.
And you.
Like this. I'm sorry. You can hold it out and be like.
God. Matt's going to have to put up the NSFW warning on this part of the podcast. We didn't even mean to.
I can't even take a sip right now.
Drink some water.
No, I'm going to just spittle out. All right. So I think we're about done wrapped. We're going to have to wrap this up I mean, it's getting might get a little bit sideways here. All right. So, that's going to about wraps it up for this week, but hey, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Should have brought we have our noisemakers, but they're kind of annoying. So.
I'll make it.
Yay. Happy New Year.
Just sit there with your hands on your.
Yes.
People are going to be like, what in the world is going on in this?
Yes. All right. So you can listen to our podcast on Apple or Spotify, or you can go to rationalmoms.com and watch us on YouTube. And don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. And also tell a friend. And, you know, leave us a question because we always like fan questions of the week. But
appropriate
make sure,
ones.
Yes. Safe for work. Remember.
Yes. And we'll be back with more snacks. And I'm going to finish this Reese's Christmas tree and probably eat some more.
Is that your third one?
No, it's my first one. I've been trying to...
No.
Ration it out.
I watched you eat another one.
Uh-uh.
Was that your first one?
Uh-huh.
She's taking tiny bites, like little bitty bites.
Just shove that thing in your mouth.
Let's go. Sorry, I'm going to have to punt.
All right. I'm going to end this. Bye.
Bye. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.